This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Julian Assange's plea deal hearing began on Wednesday in a courtroom on the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Saipan, where he is expected to walk free after a deal with U.S. prosecutors. Assange is expected to plead guilty to violating U.S. espionage law and will be allowed to return home to Australia after spending years fighting extradition to the U.S. while being held in a British prison. The 52-year-old has agreed to plead guilty to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. national defense documents, according to filings in the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Several people were shot outside Kenya's parliament on Tuesday as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed highly controversial tax increases. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Jallo has this story.
One protester told VOA he disagrees with what the government is trying to do and had to be there to make his voice heard.
We are protesting against government impunity. You see that the finance bill is something that is not going to make us Kenyans live at peace. And you see that we've tried to talk to the government, but they're forcing it down our throat.
Some lawmakers fled the parliament complex as hundreds of protesters broke through police barricades and rushed inside to become law. Mariama Jallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Journalists were given rare access to the U.S. military's floating Gaza coastline pier on Tuesday, witnessing aid pallets being moved from vessels onto the pier. Just over the horizon, thick black smoke could be seen rising into Gaza. For the troops on the pier, the rubble and bombed-out buildings are a constant reminder of the devastation caused by months of Israeli bombings. This is VOA News. Israel's army draft laws are changing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service, a decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel continues to wage war in Gaza. The court ruled that in the absence of a law that distinguishes between Jewish seminary students and other draftees, Israel's compulsory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox like any other citizen. Under long-standing arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men and women. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea's launch of an unknown ballistic missile toward the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula appears to have failed, South Korean military said on Wednesday. North Korea earlier this week criticized the deployment of a U.S. aircraft carrier to join joint drills with South Korea and Japan and warned of overwhelming new demonstration of deterrence. The apparent failed missile launch originated from around Pyongyang, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said. A Brazilian Supreme Court ruling on Tuesday will soon decriminalize marijuana possession, AP correspondent Haya Panduani reports.
That makes Brazil one of the last countries in Latin America to do so and could reduce its massive prison population. A majority of the 11-person court voted in favor of decriminalization since deliberations began in 2015. All the justices who voted in favor said decriminalization should be restricted to possession of marijuana in amounts suitable for personal use. Selling drugs will remain illegal. The justices must still determine the maximum quantity of marijuana that would be categorized as being for personal use and when the ruling will enter into effect. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. Surgeon General is declaring gun violence a public health crisis driven by a growing number of injuries and deaths involving firearms in the country. Dr. Vivek Murthy, the nation's top doctor, issued the advisory on Tuesday as the U.S. grappled with another weekend marked by mass shootings that left dozens of people dead or wounded. In his advisory, Murthy calls on the U.S. to ban automatic rifles and introduce universal background checks for purchasing guns. He also wants to see laws passed that would restrict the use of firearms and penalize people who fail to safely store their weapons. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.